Making people like you in 90 seconds or less is a skill that can be taught to anyone in a natural and easy way. Over and over I've been told, Nick, this is amazing, why don't you write it down? Well, I listened, I have, and here it is. Part 1, First Contact. Chapter 1, People Power. When people like you, they see the best in you. Connecting with other people brings infinite rewards. And whether it's landing the job, winning the promotion, gaining the sale, charming a new partner, electrifying your audience, or passing inspection by the future in-laws, if people like you, they see the best in you. The welcome mat is out and a connection is yours for the making. Other people are your greatest resource. They give birth to you, they feed you, dress you, provide you with money, make you laugh and cry, they comfort you, heal you, invest your money, service your car, and bury you. We can't live without them. We can't even die without them. Connecting is what our ancestors were doing thousands of years ago when they gathered around the fire to eat woolly mammoth steaks or stitch together the latest animal hide fashions. It's what we do when we hold quilting bees or golf tournaments, conferences, and yard sales. It underlies our cultural rituals, from the serious to the frivolous, from weddings and funerals to Barbie doll conventions and spaghetti-eating contests. Even the most antisocial of artists and poets who spend long, cranky months painting in a studio or composing in a cubicle off their bedroom are usually hoping that through their creations they will eventually connect with the public. And connection lies at the very heart of those three pillars of our democratic civilization: government, religion, and television. Yes, television. Given that you can discuss Friends or the X-Files with folks from Berlin to Brisbane, a case must be made for the Tube's ability to help people connect all over the globe. Thousands of people impact all aspects of our life, be it the weatherman at the TV studio in a neighboring city, or the technician at the phone company across the continent, or the woman in Tobago who picks the mangoes for your fruit salad. Every day, wittingly or unwittingly, we make a myriad of connections with people all over the world.